This is Dr. Souza reporting on Mary Reed. Reed is R-E-I-D, Mary M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 3-2-1952. Date of visit is 6-26-23. Please make a copy of copy of this for David Weinrich, M.D. Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-I-C-H. Next paragraph, chief complaint. Follow-up of bilateral pneumonia. Next paragraph, Mr. President Dulles. This is a 71-year-old 71-year-old female who has, who had recently been treated for bilateral pneumonia and was admitted to Advent Hospital with shortness of breath, cough, fever, chest pains for 5 to 6 days period. The patient does have a history of diabetes, hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, and obesity. She was treated with IV antibiotics for 3 days and subsequently discharged on oral antibiotics for a week period. A chest CT done upon admission showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli and there were diffuse bilateral ground glass opacities and subsequent atelectasis, more in the right upper lobe and right lower lobe, and no pleural effusions, period. The thyroid gland was enlarged. And there was a 1.7 centimeter hypodense lesion in the thyroid. The patient was given oxygen to use at home, and she has remained short of breath over the past 3 weeks and has some cough and wheezing but denies any chest pains. She does have leg swelling. But no calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and diabetes mellitus type 2, history of degenerative arthritis, previous history of diverticulosis, and history of partial hysterectomy, and removal of ovaries. She also had abdominal hernia repair with the mesh in 95 and has a history for right and left total knee arthroplasties in 2017 and surgery on her foot ligament as well as ankle surgery. The patient had also history for pneumonia. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of Alzheimer's. Father died of a stroke. There's a history of heart disease in the family. Next line. Habits, the patient smoked 4 to 5 cigarettes per day for 20 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, next paragraph, allergies to arthritis pills. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has gained weight. She has trouble ambulating. She has fatigue. And denies glaucoma but has cataracts. And she has sore throat and vertigo. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. And she has urinary frequency and no flank pains. No asthma or hay fever. She has no abdominal pains, diarrhea, or constipation. She does have some chest pains and jaw pain and leg swelling. She has depression and she has muscle stiffness and joint pains. She has headaches and no memory loss, no seizures, no skin rash. Next, medalist included metformin 500 milligrams daily. Used for 2.5 milligrams daily. Atenolol 25 milligrams daily. Pravastatin 10 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. And melatonin as needed. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This very obese elderly African-American female is blood pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 160 over 100. Pulse is 78. Respiration is 22. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 248. Saturation 90. She has O2 at 2 liters. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mild injected, ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery with scattered crackles at the lung bases. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema with decreased peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness, reflexes of one plus with no grass, motor upsets. Cranial lens grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Resolving bilateral pneumonia. Number two is reactive airways disease. And number three is probable underlying COPD. Number four is diabetes mellitus. Number five, hypertension. Number six, obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a chest x-ray, PA, lateral, and a complete pulmonary function study. She will continue with O2 2 liters at night and PRN during the day. Also, added doxycycline 100 milligrams BID for 7 more days. And advised to use a nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times daily. And sinus spirometry every 2 hours. And she will try to lose weight. A copy of her lab work will be requested, and a follow-up is visit will be arranged approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this from David Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-I-C-H, Weinrich, David Weinrich, M.D. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. Susan.